Hey, brother.
Did I already send you a message?
You did.
I'm so dadgum busy. I don't know if I'm coming or going because I was typing you another one. I guess I had another email from you.
Sure. What's up? I didn't want to bug you. I just want to see what's going on.
All right. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what they're telling me. They're telling me I send you the sales tax.
Who's they?
Park Industries.
No, they're wrong. They're wrong. So I can explain. They're wrong.
So let me ask you this. Can I just get my money back?
I'm sorry?
Can I just get my money back?
You mean for the equipment agreement?
Yeah.
Are you not going with Park? What's the deal?
I don't know. I think I'm going to look around.
Okay. So I can explain to you what's going on. I mean, I can always ask to get your money back. You know, I'm not here to hold anyone's hostage, but I'd like to preserve your business. Unfortunately, sometimes I don't, and not to be rude, you have no issue with me. I've been always honest and transparent.
No, nothing.
There's too many
red flags throwing up, and I've always learned that if there's a bunch of red flags going up, it's best to step back, relook at everything.
No, I can explain. There's no red flags. Here's what's going on. Do you have a pen handy? I'm just going the extra mile for you because, Dave, you're the kind of customer that knows a lot of people. This is how I build my book of business, and it's just the right thing to do. That's all.
Yeah.
So here's what's going on. Okay. You got a quote from Park Industries for $54,000. I don't care what Park tells you. I know what I'm talking about. I am God when it comes to this stuff. That is the bottom line. I know my stuff. This is an equipment finance agreement. It is not a lease agreement. Okay?
Well, can I write off the equipment finance agreement like I can a lease agreement?
You cannot expense a lease agreement dollar out. You depreciate the asset. You do not expense a dollar buyout lease. That's a lot of stuff that people tell people. It's not true. It's completely false. Talk to your CPA.
All my big purchases I've always leased out because I can write 100% of the lease off.
That's not true.
It is true in the state of Texas. I mean, I've done it for years.
Just because you do, all right, so let's start from the beginning, and I'm not trying to throw up red flags. There's a lot of people. A, if you get a lease agreement, there's a difference between a capital lease, which is a dollar buyout, and an operating lease. When you lease a car, that's an operating lease. It's not a capital lease.
Right.
So what is the difference with tax purposes? Well, when you lease a piece of equipment and it's a capital lease, you're generally depreciating the equipment and depreciating the finance charges.
Right.
When you do a finance agreement, you are depreciating the equipment and the finance charge. So that's where you're getting your tax benefit. Now, there's something also called accelerated depreciation, which you can take generally. It's section 179. You can take the full cost. The question you're asking is, can you expense all the payments? Well, the answer is no. You shouldn't expense a dollar buyout lease because it's the same as a loan. You treat it the same as a loan. If you tell your accountant that you have a dollar buyout lease, you can look this up online. Unless I'm very confused, but I'm pretty confident of that. So how you treat a dollar buyout lease versus a finance agreement are one and the same. Number two, here's what's going on with Park. Park sent you a quote for $54,000, correct?
Yeah, whatever I sent you, yeah.
Correct. Did you see the invoice I forwarded you?
Yes.
Okay, you saw that they charged...
Now I'm up to 58.
You know why, correct?
Right.
Why?
Because they added sales tax in.
Correct. They're adding sales tax.
But if you do a lease, there's no sales tax.
No, that's not true at all. These people, who's telling you this nonsense?
That's what my CPA has told me, and that's what Park Industries has told me.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put a stop to it because Park, it's agreement with us, and I can give you 15 contracts, and you can choose, but you're getting wrong information, I believe.
Okay.
Here's what's going on. These are people are trying to shirk the balance onto us, which I don't really appreciate because I know what I'm talking about. I don't care what, and it's not the way I work. Although I love Park. I like the guy Brian there. Nice dude.
Yeah.
So here, I'm gonna send you an email in detailed writing. There's nothing to hide. If you do a lease agreement, the vendor bills Bank of Cardiff. The invoice says bill Bank of Cardiff shipped to you. So the vendor has to leave sales tax on the invoice. unless they get a resale certificate from us that says that we're tax exempt, okay?
Right.
Now, all that does is that just absolves the dealer of not collecting sales tax. So when they get audited, they can say, hey, look, here's a Cardiff resale certificate. We didn't have to collect sales tax.
Right. And I've got that resale certificate here.
Just chill with me for a second. In your other lease had sales tax up front built into the payment. So, how does it work? Well, in the state of Texas, we're registered as a leasing company. And I've worked with Park on lease agreements before, and I can show you this a million times. So if we do a lease agreement in your state, because we have to collect sales tax, okay? We have to collect sales tax from the customer because we're registered as a leasing company. So if you provide us a tax exemption manufacturing certificate, then we can prove when we're audited that we didn't have to collect sales tax. In this case, you can cut one of those things out. This is an equipment finance agreement. So the bill to and ship to is your customer. The transactions between you and Park, they're the ones that are demanding sales tax should be paid. So all I did was I called the Texas controller and they're telling me, look, in this case, if the bill to and ship to is the customer, the customer has to provide a manufacturing exemption with that code to remove sales tax.
What code?
I'm sorry?
What code?
Did the girl at this office share this with you? Because I thought she did. I'm sorry. I'm kind of in the middle.
What girl at what office?
Brooke.
No, she's sitting right here. No.
Unless I talked to someone else. Maybe I talked to someone at Park? I thought I gave you guys this information. I'm sorry. So let's go through this step by step because there's a lot of confusion on this file, it sounds like, correct?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And no one's, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to send you a detailed email. Basically, what people are trying to do, it sounds like, is they're trying to say, well, it's between just Cardiff, resales. They're just trying to absolve and shirk. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that your needs are met and you're taught, you're dealt with in a transparent manner. That's what's right. Whether or not we earn your business, what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong.
Right.
So maybe I didn't talk to Brooke. Maybe I talked to someone else there. So I spoke to Texas.
She's shaking her head.
So I must have talked to someone else. Maybe I'm confused. Maybe it's the person I talked to at Texas. So
okay.
If we do a finance agreement, which the documents are, and Brooke, I apologize. I'm sorry. I must have confused you. Do you have a pen handy?
Just send her money.
I'm sorry?
She said just send her money and she'd get over it.
Oh, yeah, she's actually been pretty easy to deal with, so I appreciate that. No worries. So here's what's going on. Finance, a lease will complicate this thing because a lease will have two sales tax. It will have us being exempt from Park and then you being exempt. If you do a lease agreement, we are registered in your state. We have to collect sales tax by law unless you prove to us that you're tax exempt. If you're just shipping to the customer, if you're just shipping to the vendor, then you only have one tax exemption. It's much easier. It's not a double chain. So what happens?
Yeah.
So here's what's going on. In Texas, if there is a vendor who is selling you equipment, and I'm not a tax advisor, if vendor who is selling you tax equipment, there are certain states that have manufacturing exemptions. And what that means is they tell customers, look, if you buy equipment if you buy equipment, we have certain codes for certain types of equipment that make you exempt from paying sales tax.
Uh-huh.
I was on the phone with them for over an hour. That form.
You told me that.
Their form. That is exempt form 01-339.
Yes, I have that form.
Okay. The exemption reason is 3.300. I strongly suggest, since I cannot officially give you any tax advice, is for you to call them or talk to your CPA and make sure, because when you sign this form and send it to Park, they'll remove sales tax on the invoice because you're the bill to and you're the customer. So you're removing sales tax. But the responsibility passes to you on an audit. It doesn't pass to me. But that's
right, exactly. No, I understand that. But say, like, I don't have a Texas sales tax permit because I pay taxes on everything.
You're talking about a resale certificate.
Yeah.
Resale is not exemption. Resale means, so here's the thing. We'll break it down. You're buying from someone. And right. Most Park is a unique vendor in that they're collecting sales tax, even though they're not right. in Texas. So they're registered in Texas. So right. whoever, they have to collect it. Most vendors in, right. I work with vendors who are in Michigan who would never collect it from Texas people. But what does that mean? That even if the vendor doesn't collect sales tax, what they'll do is they'll send you an invoice and they'll say, sales tax is the customer's responsibility. So you're still supposed to send it to the government. You still have to. So right. in this case, Park, your dealer, wants to charge you sales tax. Not me. They do.
Right. I've seen that.
Yeah, I didn't make up your invoice. So we have two right. ways. If you, I can add sales tax to the invoice and forget this whole issue. But if you want sales tax removed for your company, you'll need to get them an exemption certificate so they can prove when they get audited that they shouldn't have sales tax.
Okay.
There is no sales tax exemption here because Bank of Cardiff is not getting billed.
Right.
That's.
I understand all that.
That's the only. So that's it. That's it in a nutshell and a pretty bow. I can, you know, that's it. That's I can tell you. And once you get that exemption certificate to them, they'll send me an invoice without sales tax, and I will fund your transaction.
Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to bring clarity to the situation.
Right. Okay.
Why I freaked out was because I don't want to hit you for sales tax, and I don't want you to pay $3,000 unnecessarily if it's wrong. I definitely don't want you to not pay sales tax if it's wrong as well. But I'm just not going to force your transaction and have you pay money unnecessarily without doing right by you.
Right.
But yeah, your equipment cost jumped. If you wanted me to, Dave, I could send you an addendum and say, hey, you're financing $58,000 instead of $54,000, and we get the deal funded right now. It's completely whatever makes you comfortable.
Okay.
Fun times, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I've never. My stuff's always pretty easy, cut and dry.
If you want to look, if you want to finance $58,000, that's fine. But you're refinancing $58,000.
Right.
If you want to avoid sales tax legally, then you got to take care of this issue because you'll either be charged it on a lease or you'll be charged on a finance agreement.
Well, if I don't pay sales tax now, I know I got to pay it later. I do know that.
That's not true because your equipment, there is an exemption in Texas. That's the whole point. There are codes in certain states that you don't have to pay sales tax because it's an encouragement.
I depreciated it out. I've got to put when I buy.
That has nothing to do with sales tax. Has nothing to do.
Okay.
Nothing. Sales tax, there are codes in certain states that say, look, like for example, I do a lot of business in Georgia. A lot of these guys are cabinet makers. In Georgia, there used to be, I don't know if there still is, an exemption to pay sales tax. Why is that? Because Georgia wants to incentivize small businesses to buy equipment. That's why. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
In California, if you buy this equipment?
I'll do what my accountant said to do.
Well, your accountant might not know sales tax. This might be out of an accountant's realm, just so you know.
Yeah.
This is something where, at the end of the day, I called Texas Comptroller. I talked to someone, I talked to their boss, blah, 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 and I got to the right stuff. If you Google Texas exemption, great. I am more than happy for you to send me, say, hey, Ruben, screw it. Let's just do the $58,000, and I'll work on it later. No problem. I can send you one page to change it to $58,000. I do not care. I just want to do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Let me get through this, and I'll call you right back.
Okay. Here's the one thing to do.
Okay.
Completely your call, but here's the only concern. If you, with this case, there is like one exemption. So I work with other vendors, and they don't charge sales tax in other states. Like I said, I work with vendors in Michigan who don't charge
right.
sales tax. So then the customer's like, look, if they ever get audited, I'll pay it, but I don't really care. But at the end of the day, with this vendor with Park, because they're registered in your state, because they're forcing sales tax, if I turn this into a buck out lease and give you a resale certificate, you're still going to be charged tax. So there's no
right.
way around that issue. And I know this is very confusing. I'm just, like I said, trying to make everything right by you.
I appreciate you taking the time. I do. I really do. I really do. Okay. Well, let me talk to Billy and see which way avenue he wants to go.
Okay, that's fair. All right, let me know. I mean, I'm here all day.
I'll know something in just a few.
I'm sorry?
We'll discuss it right now. We're here right now.
Cool, man.
We want to get this either wrapped up or just put it to bed and say the hell with it and go on and keep what we got.
I just hope there's no frustration with me or Bank of Cardiff.
No, there's not. Not at all. No, not at all. There's just frustration. Just everything.
You weren't told that there was sales tax on the invoice. You got hit for $4,000 and you don't want to know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Brooke. Sorry for the confusion.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.